Chapter 43. I didn't wake up until I was back home, and then only long enough to shamble inside and fall down on my bed. I was out for maybe 6 hours, and then I woke up with my whole back fused into one long, enormous muscle cramp. I made some involuntary, pathetic noises, and Mouse rose up from the floor beside my bed and jogged out of my room. Molly appeared from the living room a moment later and said, "Harry? What's wrong?" "Back," I said. "My back. Freaking vampire tart wrenched my neck." Molly nodded once and vanished. When she came back, she had a small black bag.
"You were holding yourself sort of strangely last night, so after I dropped you off, I borrowed Mother's medicine bag."
She held up a bottle.
"Muscle relaxants."
"A jar.
Tiger Balm."
She held up a plastic container of dust.
"Herbal tea mix Shiro found in Tibet. Great for joint pain. My father swears by it."
"Padawan," I said. "I'm doubling your pay."
"You don't pay me, Harry."
"Tripling it, then." She gave me a broad smile.
"And I'll be happy to get you all set up just as soon as you promise to tell me everything that happened. That you can, I mean. Oh, and Sergeant Murphy called. She wanted to know as soon as you were awake."
"Give her a ring," I said. "And of course I'll tell you about it. Is there any water?" She went and got me some, but I needed her help to sit up enough to drink it. That was embarrassing as hell. I got more embarrassed when she took my shirt off with a clinical detachment and then winced at all the bruises. She fed me the muscle relaxants and set to with a tiger balm, and it hurt like hell for about 10 minutes. Then the stuff started working, and the knot pain was a drug of its own. After a nice cup of tea, which tasted horrible, but which made it possible to move my neck within 10 or 20 minutes of drinking it, I was able to get myself into the shower and get cleaned up and into fresh clothes. It was heavenly. Nothing like a nightmarish near-death experience to make you appreciate the little things in life, like cleanliness and not being dead. I spent a minute giving Mister some attention, though apparently he'd slept with Molly, because he accepted maybe a whole 30 seconds of stroking and then dismissed me as unnecessary once he was sure I was in one piece. Normally, he needs some time spread across someone's lap to be himself. I ruffled Mouse for a while instead, which he enjoyed dutifully, and then got myself some food and sat down in the chair across from Molly on the couch.
"Sergeant Murphy's on the way," Molly reported.
"Good," I told her quietly.
"So, tell me about it."
"You first." She gave me a semi-exasperated look and started talking.
"I sat in the car being invisible for maybe an hour. Mouse kept me company. Nothing much happened. Then bells started ringing and men started shouting and shooting and the lights went out. A few minutes later, there was a great big explosion. It moved the rearview mirror out of position. Then Mouse started making noise like you said he would, and we drove to the gate and he jumped out of the car and came back with you.